Hey, what's up, everybody? My family, my people, my tribe, how y'all doing? Welcome to the Enlightened Collective. If you are listening to my voice, you know what that means. I love telling you. That means you're a part of it. Welcome to the revelation. Yes, indeed. Hey, I wanted to give much love to our sponsor for today's episode, the CamBud Store, CamBud Store. You can find them. They online. And, you know, when I first started with them as my sponsor, I did not know that it was Autism Awareness Month. So give them a check out. You know what I'm saying? Check out the store. If you know anybody, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you purchase some items, give support and raise your awareness about autism. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to get into today's recording. Man, let me tell you, this right here, I've been trying to keep up with the same procedure and how it worked the last couple of times. You know, everything does not work out the way you intended or you planned it. The way you did it last time might not work the next time. So that's why you have to use your imagination. That's why you have to be creative. That's why you have to be able to, like, solve problems for real. And, yeah. So I'm going to get into it. You know, today is about imagination. You know, it's about how do you take what you feel and believe, what you imagine, and stand on it. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to go to the Bible on this one. I'm going to go to the Bible on y'all. So my church scholars, please don't shout me down. And you know, if you have religious or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just bear with me and allow me the latitude of completion. Okay. Okay. Over in Genesis 11, you know, for my Bible scholars, number one, the first verse, I'm going to read to like 7, so just bear with me. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Okay, now I really want to highlight that nothing will be restrained from them which they imagine to do. Highlight of the day's show. If you don't get nothing else, remember that. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. And the whole confounding of the speech, I've been thinking about that and I've been imagining that. And I see a lot of like speakers and motivational and all of that. And I read a lot of books. And it made me think, I wonder, I don't think he was talking about Spanish, English, you know, Portuguese. I don't think he was speaking about language in that nature. Now, I don't want to get into a whole lot of biblical discussion and debate, but I remember I had a podcast a couple episodes back about the battle of the mindset, the I'm versus you could. I wonder if that was the kind of language he was speaking about. I mean, because we think and talk negativity more than we do positivity. We talk about what we don't want to have happen more than we talk about what we do want to have happen. And in all of the studying and the looking and the manifestation and the law of attraction and all of this stuff, it is to try to get you to think and speak and believe and walk and act in the manner of what you want to see in your life. Yeah, I took a pause for dramatic effect on that. It's about what you want to see in your life. A lot of times we don't even speak like that because our outside world is bigger than how we feel our inside world is. Our outside world controls us, the amount of money we have in the bank, the job we have, the amount of schooling we've done. All of that stuff controls what we are able to do more than, you know, I don't like what I see. I don't feel that this is me, and I'm going to change it. And this is the way how to change it. I mean, if we learn to tap into, I mean, because God put it in us. If you believe that, there is hope. God put it in us to do this stuff. And a lot of people, this is my only way out, is enhancing and learning how to use the tools in my mind. I've been through high school, college, raised kids. I mean, at this point in life, the only thing that I have not fully tried, believed, and dug into, and that's sad to say, is using my mind. And I can't let it go anymore. It's so deliciously wonderful to me right now. That's why I'm on this podcast. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I continue to learn and study so I can break it down and give it to you simply the easiest way so that it's easy to understand. Okay. I know a lot of y'all, you know 50 Cent. I heard of 50 Cent. You know, like I said, since I started out with the Bible verse, I'm like, well, you know, for my Bible scholars, you know, I don't want to turn y'all off. But 50 says something that like shook me in his song, Patiently Waiting. No, I wasn't patiently waiting. If I can't do it can't be done. That's what it was. He said, in this game, there's ups and downs, so I stay on the grind. There's nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now, when the song came out, folks were dancing and all of that. But when you start to believe that applies to you, you're not going to take a whole lot of stuff. You're not going to take stuff from nobody. Because you know that I can make things happen. I can change things. I believe in me. I believe I'm worth something. And you should too. You don't have to sit there and accept somebody's low rate, low rent, viewing you as a commodity. You are easily replaceable. You are not. You have to believe that. And once you get that insight in your mind, in your heart, both of them, they both work simultaneously. You need them both. You know, I've done some studying, looking into the Gateway program. And I'm giving you jewels, and hopefully you will do the research for yourself. Don't just listen to me tell you about it and mention books or mention websites or studies or whatever. And it's like, oh, that was pretty interesting. Follow the rabbit hole. Pull the string to see where it goes. I got it from just a little Instagram reel talking about the Gateway program, how the CIA was studying consciousness And they were using to make, they were looking to make super soldiers in the late 70s or whatever. And recently these were released for public knowledge. So I'm like, okay, I could check it out. Man, this whole thing has been eye-opening game changer for me. Now, the stuff that you can get from Neville Goddard and the Law of Attraction, how you can imagine the end result and you can feel it, and as long as you stick with it, it's coming to you. You know, they actually studied that. They called it biofeedback, you know, in the for the United States Army. They studied this, and this is what they said. It said consciousness altering methodology. Biofeedback is somewhat unique in that it actually employs the cognitive powers of the left hemisphere to gain access to areas of the right brain. Now, I know I want to say it was the last podcast when I was talking about the subjective mind and the objective mind. Maybe these two are the same. And even if it speaks on the same quality. So I'm going to keep reading. Biofeedback teaches the left hemisphere first to visualize the desired result and then to recognize the feelings associated with the experience of successful right hemisphere access. Okay, in the manner needed to produce the desired result. Once this is done, the left brain can repeatedly instruct the right brain to reestablish the pathways, the neural pathway. See, this is hitting too close to where it's coming up. Okay. I'm gonna get back to the reboot. Just remember neural pathways. We've talked about this before, how you can the neurons that fire together, wire together. We talked about this before. Now, to reestablish the pathways involved so as to produce the same external objective measures of success. In this way, the pathways are strengthened and emphasized to such an extent that the left brain consciousness is enabled to access appropriate areas in the right brain using a conscious demand mode. At that point, the subject can mentally associate the sensations experienced with the result achieved and can begin to emphasize by memory recall the same process used in strengthening by affirmation and repetition. Folks, there's something to this, man. I really want to give it to you, Doc, so that you know that you can do it too. Look, okay, I was talking to one of my guys, and we coming up with a program and a master class. My guy Ascension Guzman, and he's doing this. He'll save the date of April 24th. I'm gonna give you more information on that. April 24th, he's doing a master class on Zoom. That's my guy. So we working on a talk, conference, class, master class, something. We working together to bring this thing up, right? And we were talking about this very thing, affirmation and repetition. When you cement the process in your mind. Look, when they talked about assuming the feeling, okay, Wallace D. Wattles in Feeling the Secret. Feeling is the secret. I'm giving you where I got it from so you can search and find it on your own. Don't just take my word for it. Crack a book. Go on your own journey because the more you put this in your mind, the more you will attract more to you. The more you will look, the more you look to understand, the more you will receive. You've got to start the journey. Look, this is what he said. He said to assume the feeling of satisfaction is to call conditions into being, which will mirror the satisfaction. Okay, that's you creating or manifesting your conditions. Whatever you choose to call it, you're in control of your own life. If you think that is too far out, and you can find instances that can contradict this way of thinking and believing. Okay. Can we agree that if the external circumstances cannot be controlled, influenced, or manipulated, that and all we have is the ability to choose how we respond to the circumstances, if we can agree on that, then we can use the space of personal control as a starting point towards using other mental abilities. Look, signs follow. They do not proceed. You are an eternal dreamer dreaming non-eternal dreams. This is life. It's your freedom to choose the kind of mood you assume. But the expression of the mood is the secret of the subconscious. The creative process is first imagining and then believing the state imagined. Always imagine and expect the best. The term for using this process in a negative way is called worry. You know, a lot of people say they worriers, but a lot of folks are really worriers, not warriors, worriers. It all depends on how you use your mind. No matter what the problem is, no matter where it is, no matter whom it concerns, you have no one to change but yourself. And you have neither opponent nor helper in bringing about the change within yourself. Look, folks, this thing, it's on you. God has made you. We have been created a certain way. We're not in like extraordinary situations. We're not in war-torn countries. You have the ability to stretch out, to use your mind to get yourself in the position that you desire. It's the American dream. I know a lot of people, we have a lot of media, we have a lot of history, we have a lot of bad blood, we have a lot of things that can't be explained, all sorts of stuff. And when you can focus on that, you can focus on the why or the what, or you can focus on the how. How can I make my life better? How can I affect the lives of the people that I love and the ones that are around me? That is more important. It should be. Because we sit up there and we go to work and we take all of this stuff and we wish and we hope and we dream and we don't do anything about it. At least set your attention on the thoughts that you want. And strengthen those neural pathways that you can act off of repetition, because you have rehearsed this thing so much over and over again that you are successful, that you are happy. No one else can change you but you. No one else can affect you but you. When you let, like I said last time, when you let people push your buttons and pull your strings, they are in control of you. You have to take command of yourself, of your life. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my soul. It's not about fate. It's not about, it's just the way things are. No, it's not. You know what? I got this this story from the movie Soul. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I don't think it went to the big screen. I think it was released during the pandemic, and it went straight to Disney Plus. Good movie. I don't want to give a spoiler alert, and I don't want to talk too much about it, so please forgive me if I spill something that I shouldn't really spill, because I really like this movie. It has lots and lots of good nuggets for life and change and acceptance and dealing with stuff and letting things go. Okay, the main character gets the thing he wanted most in life. And he thought that when he had done it, that he would feel different. And as they were leaving the place, he saw the lady that actually put him on. You know, I mean, okay, he put the work in. He was ready. He shined. Okay? He shined in his performance. And the lady comes out and said, "Ooh, you don't get many nights like that." And he looked worried and disturbed. And she said, "What's wrong?" He said that he thought he would feel different. So she told him the story about the fish. You can look that up on YouTube, the fish story, the movie Soul, you know, just in case I don't tell the story right. But she told him a story about this little fish, and he swims up to this older fish. And he's like, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me which way to go to get to the ocean?" And the older fish, the bigger fish, said, "Well, you're in the ocean." He said, the little fish is like, no, I want the ocean. This is just water." Now, the point that I'm trying to make is we have this big grandiose idea of what life should be like. If I make $1 million, when I get married, when I go on vacation, we put happiness on layaway. But we have to learn that sometimes life is just life. Life is water. Well, in that situation. So, yeah. Oh, yo, I've talked a little much on today's show. Look, I want to thank you guys for listening. Like I said, just thank you for your support. If you like what you hear, share the podcast. Remember, say the date, April 24th. Ascension Guzman, you know, I would say look him up on Facebook. And big shout out to CanBud, the CanBud store. Remember, this is Autism Awareness Month. So, look, I just want to thank you for listening. Share the podcast if you like it. And once again, I hope I gave you something to think about. Peace.